I want the negative of used to be. She isn't afraid now.
What she used to be is that for now. What she wants,
would you say she didn't used to be, or she used to be, or she used to didn't be?
No, I would never say used to, no.
Would you ever say didn't? Would you ever say used to didn't be afraid?
No, I don't think I said. I might say she used not to be afraid.
Okay. The opposite of careful is
careless.
And what's another word for strange?
Unfamiliar.
Okay. And what's one that begins with a Q?
I can't think right now. What you looking for?
Okay. Q-U-E-E-R.
Queer.
Okay. If someone is easily offended, people would say, he's awfully
sensitive.
Okay. What's another more colorful word than sensitive? You think of one offhand?
No, I can't think about this many.
Okay. If someone is very sensitive and another person bothers him, he'd get awfully
mad.
Okay. So someone might try to cool him off. You might tell him to keep
quiet, keep calm.
Okay. I worked hard all day and
tired.
Okay. And if you're tired other than that, what word could you use?
Worn out.
Okay. Have you ever heard let's see, you have. A little girl had to go home from school early because she, what, sick?
She became sick then.
Okay.
Or got sick. Yeah, I wouldn't have to say she got sick.
He will be well fairly soon. He will be well. Would you ever use the expression by and by?
Not if I meant soon.
Okay.
By and by would denote a little more time or.
Okay, that's good to know. A boy went outside in the wintertime without a sweater and he, what, cold?
Cold.
Okay, and so he couldn't talk. His voice got like this.
Yeah.
And so
he was hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And every now and then he
cough.
When the alarm goes off in the morning, it's time to
get up.
Okay, and before you get up, you're not asleep anymore. You
wake up.
If a child is asleep and he has to leave for school in 15 minutes, you might say, somebody better, what, him?
Better wait him, I guess, but you wouldn't have much time.
Okay. Let's see, suppose you've been sick and the doctor came by and left a bottle of medicine for you. Then he came back a little bit later and he saw that the bottle was still pretty full. He might say, haven't you, what, your medicine yet?
Taken it.
Okay, and you might say, yes, indeed. What?
Took it.
Okay. What do you call a person who can't hear?
Deaf.
Suppose a person had been working hard on a hot day and a lot of water came out of his body. You'd say he what?
He sweated.
Okay. What do you call a rather large sore that has a white head on it?
A boil, that's what you.
Okay. Do people in Elbert County ever call it a rising?
Yes, they do.
Uh-huh. And what is the material inside a boil called?
Pus, I think.
Have you ever heard it called corruption?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. If my hand was in, let's see, my hand was infected and it, what? It got bigger.
It swelled.
Uh-huh. And so it was really?
Swollen.
A person shot with a gun would receive a
wound.
And around the wound, there might be some flesh that would have to be cut away. What would that be called? Might sort of stand up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know whether you, if it's around, there's a term, proud flesh. I don't know whether that's what you,
yeah.
Infection and they call it proud flesh.
And is that the flesh that's right around the wound?